Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is IRB English Radio. I am Asma, and in here I have two very, very dear guests. Sister Zainab and Sister Bita, please introduce yourself and welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Zainab. Thank you for having me. And I am a master's in linguistics and currently studying in Hausa.
So wish you luck. And you, Sister Bita?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear sisters and dear listeners. I am Bita, and today I have the pleasure to be in the new episode of Today, as always, with my dear Asma and my dear sister Zainab. I'm studying medicine. Yeah, that's it.
So wish you both luck, and it's a great pleasure to have you both in here. Well, as for today, we're going to talk about something pretty much common and controversial, I suppose, which is trust and the concept that comes with trust. Because whenever there's a trust, there's a person on the other side of the road that has been cheated, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So we always remember that whenever we talk about trust.
Yeah.
So is there any relationship between trust and naivety?
First of all, I think we have to talk about the concept of trust. You need to trust other people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a kind of vital need for everyone in this life. You have to have someone to trust to tell, I don't know, your secrets and so on. And at first, I want to tell this point that you cannot eliminate it. You know, because sometimes we may be so hurt and damaged that we may think, okay, maybe deleting trust from our lives is a good choice.
So I should not trust people at all.
Yeah, exactly. This is the things that comes to mind when you are so hurt and something like that. But I try to not trust people. Myself. I just try. This is my concept that everybody is bad.
Which is actually against what you're saying.
I know what is true, but it doesn't mean that I'm doing that.
See, I get what you mean, because that is being skeptical towards everything.
Yeah.
When you're too skeptical towards things, then you don't trust things, even though you know that there must be a trust and you should trust others. Okay, but I'm very finicky and I cannot trust anything and anyone. Right, sister?
Yeah. It does have a relation, definitely. Like, you trust people blindly when you are that naive, you are not wise. And in Islam, we have been told that a believer is the one who is wise, who is who looks at things, who is concerned about everything in his relations. And his like we have a hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him, says that a believer is wise and also takes steps with precautions. So we do have these things. If you are taking any step in your life, that should be with precaution, but it should not be a blind trust. But that, again, since we are social animals, we live in a society, it's not like we have to be not trusting anyone. Then the society will not move on. We have to be like a trust is necessary. Now, what people do with that trust, that's another story. But you yourself have to guide yourself and be ready for everything. Like,
now, according to your experience, what usually people do with trust?
It depends who you have trusted upon.
They betray it.
This is simple.
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the time they cheat you.
Exactly.
And they make use of you.
And, you know, some people think that a trust is equal to naivety, but it's not like that. You know, sometimes you trust people naively. This is the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Blindly, as Sister Zainab said.
Exactly. And it will make you, I don't know, sort of naive. But again, here, I want to give them kind of a right to be like that. You know, sometimes you need that. To be naive, to be cheated, to again have this bitter taste in your mouth, that people can be so cruel.
Yeah, so coming to naivety, let's go for a short break, and then afterwards we're going to come back and then talk about it. So thank you, dear listeners. Well, yeah, we're talking about trust and naivety and how they can relate to each other and plenty much of things like that. Well, and this is Back to Reality, of course. Sister Zainab and Sister Bita are there to help us with the topic. And yeah, what is being naive? How do you define naivety?
To be ignorant about things.
Is it being ignorant?
Kind of.
You know, because sometimes I am just being so plain, so myself, you know? And then I look at people the way I look at myself. Okay, I'm the one who does not try to cheat people. I don't have pretty much of tricks in my brain. Then I think maybe people are just like me. Though it's for the time when you are so young. When you grow older, then you would learn that you have to be tricky. But then, just as I was telling you about naivety, is being so honest a sort of naivety?
Yes. You know what? I think naivety has some limitations, and trust also has some expectations. When you trust someone, you expect something from them. You know? You expect them not to lie. You expect them, I don't know, to be honest always and tell you everything and so on. And these kind of expectations sometimes, when they're not met, you just define them as being cheated.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. You just have high standards on your trust.
And what about naivety?
About naivety, you have to understand that there is a basic rule about human beings' nature. Everybody lies.
Oh, you know thank what? You. And thank you for only, that. Great.
The only variable is about what? You know? Sometimes you are the people that you have to be told something lie. You know? And you have to accept it. You cannot just expect people to be always this plain to you. And this expectation is something that will hurt you, not the trust that you give other people.
Yeah. So I don't know why I have always this kind of sympathy with naive people.
You are
well, I don't think you should be having, because a person with the time needs to educate himself about life. Life is tough, you know. It's I think being in that state is okay up to the, you know, the school level, the college level, that's it. But after that, you're a grown up person now.
You need 20?
I just had a message from a college friend last night, and she was like, I was so naive then, and now I'm so grown up. So it was like very interesting for me. Like, tomorrow we're going to talking about the same topic. And she was telling me this. And yeah, I remember, like, because she did not perceive things very well that time. She thought the world is this.
When you say it's perceiving, then I don't feel good with that, you know, because I have seen so many naive people, but they can understand things very well. But I guess their naivety comes out of their kindness, you know?
You mean...
But when we have to be wise, when we are taught in Islam to be wise, that means to have knowledge about everything. It's not... Islam is not actually telling us to be tricky or to be cruel or to be ready to attack or, you know,
just
not
to cautious,
trust.
Perhaps.
Yeah, just be cautious. Take precautions. Yeah.
And open your eyes.
Yeah. When you make friends, just know what are the qualities of this friend.
Mm-hmm.
Can I count on this person or not? Which path this person is leading me to.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's come to the moment when the manifestation happens to me and I understand that, okay, I was so naive to trust people.
This is really dark, you know, because I've experienced it so much in my life that I don't know, trusted people. And after a period of time, I got to know that, okay, I'm being cheated. And this time you feel like how stupid
and it's
you
okay
were.
If you just think you've been cheated. You think like you've been used.
Exactly. And at that time, you decide not to trust anyone in your
life.
Exactly. You know, this is what happens for me all the time. But, you know, I think the problem is not the trust itself.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we don't know who we have to trust.
Yeah, that's very important.
The understanding of the personality of people that you have is so important. For example, I know you, I know your behavior. So I have to assess my expectations. And then I can trust you based on all this knowledge that I have about you.
Yeah.
I think it comes back to the point that my sister mentioned, that you have to trust people, but not blindly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before I ask sisters, I have a question about what are the consequences of trusting people blindly. Let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back for the rest of the story.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Well, we're talking about something so terrible.
Depressing.
If it happens to you, because, and I guess it happens to everyone. Single human being with a heart and brain. Because there are always people who are there and they have a mission to teach us things. And we are there to learn lessons from them. So, Sister Zainab, I was asking you, what are the consequences of trusting people blindly?
Obviously bad. Obviously, we have a very, very worst consequences can be...
No, as a human being, what would happen to your heart after you have been cheated or after you have given too much of trust to someone and then you found it wrong?
Yeah. Heart will be broken into pieces.
Mm-hmm. Shattered.
The pieces of which would be very hard to join back and...
Amen.
We used to say in our college life, a heart is like a glass. If it's broken, it can be mended, but the crack remains.
Yeah.
And that crack remaining is important because that teaches you a big lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the consequences. We are living in a digital world, so we should be very, very aware. We should be very, very cautious who we are trusting and why. You never know who could misuse mm-hmm. you, where and how fast. And a person, you said, what...
And why? The question why is very important.
Many people do it for money. I remember some
and
of the examples.
And for benefits or advantage.
I remember some of the examples, like when we were in the very young age and this social media stuff was very new. And then certain people would just message here and there, can you send us pictures and all? And then within no time, they would upload it in the other form on the social media. So it's like, and then they would say, we would upload if you were not, you won't pay us.
Oh my
God,
yeah.
So many people do it for money, I was saying that.
For benefit, generally.
This was not a very good example, though. But these cases are there.
Yeah.
It happens. So I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, I think one of the most noticeable consequences of being cheated when you trust someone is that, you feel like you have to be more cruel. You have to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
You have to be, you have to have a heart of stone. And this will lead you to a new personality of you that you think you're not vulnerable enough to be hurt again, but you are, because you cannot change your nature.
And she reminds me of something, like there were some people in our college who would say that I tested everything in my life. Mm-hmm. I tested breaking a heart. I tested all the things. Mm-hmm. So they have some kind of this mentality. Yeah, this is a kind of, this may add to our personality.
Yeah. Well, talking about trust, I guess we would go on like this for hours and hours. And still there are plenty much of things to talk about. But then let me just finish it with a thing I have read about Chinese heritage. In their heritage, they would amend the breakage of the, of the glasses or whatever, that is amendable, with a little bit of a glue that is like golden. And they do that because it is a reminder that these breakage that happen into this, whatever that is glass, is a valuable thing. It makes it more valuable. The more break you have on your heart is just the same thing as I mentioned in these Chinese mythology and heritage. Well, I guess it's very hard to be cheated. It's very hard when you trust people and they do not give it back to you the same way. But still, in the process of growing more improved and in the process of being a flourished person, I guess there is no way for you to skip it. It's inevitable. There are many people who are going to come into our lives and then start to break our heart and sometimes change our notions totally and upside down. But then I believe that it is needed for you to be changed, and it is needed for us as human beings to be more strong and to believe more and more that life is very short. Again, we come to this point that even when you're trusting, do have this in your mind that life is...
Not to think with emotions, but with your intellect.
Yeah, exactly.
Because mostly we get hurt with our emotions.
Exactly, yeah. Now you made the gist of it. And this is all the time that we have for today's episode. Until another time, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمى rise again let us see daylight again once again.